everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. We are coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California. Beautiful coastal community population right here in Half Moon Bay, about 13,000. It is definitely a year-round destination. Don't let the name Half Moon Bay fool you. Sometimes we think coastal communities, they're only good for about 4 months out of the year, but no, Half Moon Bay, it is beautiful. It's 66 degrees today outside. The sun is shining. It is gorgeous, and this is a high because I have been here since Thursday, and when I arrived, it was 63 degrees. Yeah, so we're climbing back up there, and of course the desert communities are in the hundreds now. I think the summer is here for us, definitely here for us in the desert communities. I am Francoise, your host, and I am right here in Half Moon Bay. I'm at the Half Moon Bay Lodge. Back in the station is Valley Harvey. Hi, Valley.
Hi, Francoise.
Yeah, have you been looking at the Facebook posts on Traveling with Francoise, Francoise Rhodes, and Golf is a four-letter word? Have you been checking out the photos I've been posting?
Yes. Yeah, you've got some pretty nifty photos of all the things you've been doing and the places that you are and the suites that you're staying in overnight and the places
Yes. I am having a great time. It's fabulous, but I'll be back tomorrow, Valley. Not to worry, I'll be back.
Okay.
All right. And we have a lot going on in this hour of the show. Certainly, we are going to be giving away a trip to Half Moon Bay. Now, I've stayed at two lodgings here in Half Moon Bay. I stayed at the Seal Cove Inn the first two nights, and then last night and tonight, I'm staying at the Half Moon Bay Lodge. They're two completely different types of accommodations. The Seal Cove Inn is an inn with only 10 rooms, but it's a beautiful European manor, just spectacular. Of course, you have a completely different type of feel. There's the gourmet breakfast in the morning. There's the wine and cheese at night. You're steps away from the ocean, from the marine preserve, the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve is what they call it. Some are preserve, some are reserve. I have to find the difference between the two. But completely different. Here at the Half Moon Bay Lodge, the view is of the golf course, the Half Moon Bay Golf Links, and then the ocean is right just steps away on the other side of that. So completely different feel. They have more of a traveler's breakfast here. The lodging is very nice here at the Half Moon Bay Lodge. I have a very spacious room with a fireplace. I have a fireplace at the Seal Cove Inn. So very, very, all completely different and lovely. There's so many places to stay here and visit Half Moon Bay. And you can certainly go to visithalfmoonbay.org and check it out yourself and choose whatever works for you. Now, for you RVers out there, there are a lot of RV sites in Half Moon Bay, all up and down the coast. So some beautiful sites for the RVers. And one of them is at Cameron's Pub. He has a brand new RV site out there. I was here a couple of years ago. He was going to put that up. There's a lot of spaces. They're right along the ocean. So, and the RVers are loving it. And one thing I noticed, too, Half Moon Bay is very pet-friendly. There are all the little furry friends all over the place. So, and they have the dog parks and, of course, all the hiking trails and biking trails, lots of areas for you to go with your pets. So, beautiful, beautiful community here, Half Moon Bay. Took me about 8 hours to get here, 501 miles from the Coachella Valley, and my Volkswagen CC just loved the road, loved the highway. We just cruise right along. I don't hear any road noise. In fact, sometimes that's a little bad because yesterday I was sitting at a light and there was an ambulance behind two cars back and he couldn't get through and I was supposed to turn. People started honking their horn. I didn't hear them. Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking at some of my notes and then I caught it and moved out of the way. But that's how quiet that car is. And the gas mileage, fabulous on the highway. So a very easy trip for me, 8 hours. I am fine in the car. I stop at the rest stops. I meet interesting people. I look at the maps. They're clean. There's someone there in attendant all the time. So I need to educate travelers a little bit more on rest stops versus truck stops because they definitely have a lot going for them and they're a lot of fun. But I am here in Half Moon Bay. Of course, there's hiking, biking, beaches, famous areas to surf. Mavericks area, Mavericks Beach, I guess is what's located off of Pillar Point Marsh. And that is very famous for surfers. There's a lot of bird watching that happens here in Half Moon Bay. Of course, a lot of hiking, recreational activities of every kind, horseback riding. A lot of festivals happen in Half Moon Beach, California. There are the spectacular tide pools. There's the Marine Reserve. There's Moss Beach, El Granada, all up and down the coast. And one thing is, you're only 25 to 30 minutes away from San Francisco. So if you're here and you do really need that big city fix for a couple hours, because a couple hours is all you're going to want, and then you're going to head right back over to Half Moon Bay, it's just max 30 minutes away. That's it, and you could be in San Francisco. So what they're finding now is that a lot of folks are staying here in Half Moon Bay and then making their day trip over to San Francisco instead of staying in San Francisco and coming over to Half Moon Bay. So why not be right along the coast here in this beautiful, charming community that has a main street? I love a community that has a true main street. And yes, it runs right through the middle of town. And there are no big box stores. In fact, if I recall, I didn't see a signal anywhere. There are just stop signs. There's all these fabulous restaurants in town, on Main Street, outside of Main Street. There's just so much to do. So I'm having a wonderful, wonderful time on my visit here, my second visit to Half Moon Bay. So again, I want you to go to the website, visithalfmoonbay.org. And for those of you online, you can check it out right now and see what I'm talking about. Now, I will be featuring Half Moon Bay on television in a couple weeks, so you'll be able to see more pictures. I have so many photos on my camera. It's going to be hard to figure out which ones I want to show on television and which ones I'm not going to show. And if you go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, I am going to be giving away a two-night stay at the Seal Cove Inn, and you can check that out, sealcoveinn.com. Check it out now, and that will be posted on the website later on. It's not up yet, so you can't sign up now, but someone is going to win a trip to Half Moon Bay. And lots of exciting things, like I said, to do while you are here. There's not hanging along the beach, you know, looking at the ocean, walking on the sand. That's wonderful, but there's just so much to do if you want to do it. So, again, lots going on here, and they have some beautiful trees. That's another thing that sets Half Moon Bay apart. The agriculture here is one. They're famous for growing flowers. It's called floriculture. But the trees, the redwood trees, they're just beautiful and spectacular. You don't normally think of forests along the coast like you see here in Half Moon Bay. So again, just a spectacular overall destination to come year-round. Don't just think it's a summer destination. This is definitely a year-round destination. So, again, I will have a page of my trip, about my trip, on the website, Traveling with Francoise, and you'll be able to read a lot more of what I have been doing and how you can do exactly the same thing. But to make it easy, again, go to visithalfmoonbay.org. All right, I want to thank Mike Thompson's RV Superstore in Cathedral City for presenting Traveling with Francoise. So I want to thank all my sponsors that when I am traveling, they don't get as much attention as they do when I'm home, but don't worry. We're always thinking about you, and all your information is on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. In this hour of the show, because we actually started at 11 o'clock, and we are coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California. In this hour of the show, we're going to talk with Leanne Durkee from Cafe Gibraltar. I had dinner there. Fabulous dinner. I also did something I never dreamed, and you know me, I am very adventurous. I will try anything but glass blowing. Who would think that you could actually learn how to blow glass in half an hour? Well, I did that, and it was just really, I was fascinated. It was exciting. I posted pictures of that on Facebook as well. And then we're going to find out about Pillar Point, the harbor down here. They have a gorgeous harbor, and of course the commercial fishermen and boaters. I'm sure you can rent boats down there. We're going to find out what's going on at Pillar Point. So lots of things to talk about this hour. Again, here the average weather, I think, is probably right around 65 degrees is the average year-round temperature here in Half Moon Bay. They do get some rainfall this year like everywhere else, so it's a little bit slim in California, but it is green and lush and gorgeous here in Half Moon Bay, California. All right, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to find out about dining in Half Moon Bay. They have some fabulous, fabulous restaurants. all very unique in their own right, something for everyone, and just a real treat. I have tried some things that I am not very adventurous when it comes to food. You all know that, but I was very adventurous here in Half Moon Bay. So, folks, I want you to stick around. We'll be right back.
With Françoise on Money Radio.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Françoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Boydston, also known as the Gadget Gal, and the owner of Kitchen Kitchen in Indian Wells. At Kitchen Kitchen, we go where no other kitchen store has gone before. Experience Kitchen Kitchen at the corner of Highway 111 and Cook Street in Indian Wells, or visit us online at kitchenkitchen.com. If you need it or want it, we have it at Kitchen Kitchen for the chef in you.
Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052, or on the web at commandone.com.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles, all with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mytaismile.com.
It's always an adventure traveling with Françoise. Now back to the show and your host, Françoise, on Money Radio.
Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise, your host, and joining us now is Liam Durkee. She is the owner and manager of Cafe Gibraltar, which I was fortunate enough to have dinner there the other night, and it was fantastic. Liam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great. You have a wonderful restaurant, Cafe Gibraltar. In fact, I have found the variety of food here in Half Moon Bay really astounding. I mean, it is first class, just fantastic food. And it seems, of course, we're in this beach community, and sometimes people don't always put two and two together, but the food here is phenomenal. So tell us a little bit about Cafe Gibraltar.
We started 16 years ago in Monterra. We actually lived above the restaurant then with our young daughter in Monterra. And then when we got pregnant with twins, we also needed to find a new home for the restaurant. So I was the general contractor on the job, and we retrofitted the building we're in now. It has a beautiful view of the ocean, which is why we chose it. We're a little bit off the beaten path, which makes it a little difficult to find, but the view is lovely. And so we decided, because it was an open space, to do kind of a Moroccan motif. And we've hung all kinds of fabric and made little Moroccan-style booths in the back where you sit on cushions and pillows, as well as regular tables, and then created a large open kitchen so my husband can see everything. He's the chef, and he literally knows what's going on at every table. He can see whether somebody's been waiting too long or if they're looking up and looking around. He's got his finger on the pulse of the restaurant all of the time, which he likes.
Well, I really enjoy, because I was sitting right next to the kitchen, and I really enjoyed that, because I figured, well, maybe I'll pick up something, a tip or two, but watching him, and you had some very unique dishes, and I was watching your husband, and he is a very passionate about his food and about what comes out of that kitchen. I was watching that, and you say he does have his eye on everything, but just the detail to the dishes that come out. We had calamari. I had dinner with Kelly Chamberlain, who actually helped to set this trip up for me. And we had a calamari appetizer, which I've never had calamari that way. People tend to think of calamari as fried. It's just a given. I want to say it's just a given. But yours was in sauté. It was fabulous. Could you describe that dish?
Absolutely. And it's one of Jose Luis's favorite and signature dishes, because it took him 10 years to figure out exactly how to make the calamari always incredibly tender. You know, almost pasta tender is the way that it is. And it's sautéed with a little bit of cinnamon and with some spice, and then it's set atop potatoes, potato puree. So all of that sauciness that he sautéed it with goes back down into the potatoes, so you get the flavor all the way through. And the texture is so tender that it is really one of his most signature dishes, without a doubt.
Well, the food is complete. Describe some of your dishes. Now, the names, I don't even want to butcher the names of, I don't know how your guests, I think they probably just point to the menu, because they can describe, I can describe everything in the dish, but some of the names are a little tricky, and the names are Moroccan?
No, they're actually, each name is in the language of the dish that it represents.
Oh,
so because
okay.
We actually are, as far as I know, we're the only restaurant that features food from the entire Mediterranean Rim. So it's everything from Greek and Turkish to Moroccan to French, Italian, Spanish, all of it. So I actually, Jose Luis tells me the dish, tells me the country, that style of food that it's closest to, because he really creates most of this stuff himself. And then I go and I look up the names in those languages. So I have no idea how to say them either.
Well, that's why, okay, now I feel better, because I'm thinking, well, that's French. But
right.
Yeah. That's not French.
Right.
I'm not sure what that is. So, well, the dishes are fabulous. I'm looking at the menu in front of me, folks, and I'm drooling while I'm looking at the menu. Describe some of the entrees that you have, because you have a variety from fishes to meats to pastas to
vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Describe some of your dishes.
Well, my favorite, I'll describe first, which is the pheasant, and it's wonderful. It's a roulade, and it's stuffed and sliced, and then it's served atop a red rice, heirloom red rice croquette, which has a wonderful flavor as well, and then has a chutney as well as sauces. So there's a little bit of a different flavor in every bite, which I love. I love having that kind of complexity. My husband, on the other hand, loves like the rabbit, the stewier dishes. So the lamb and the rabbit are more stew-like, as well as the cassola, which I love, which is our seafood. It's kind of like a cross between sarsuela and bouillabaisse, and because it's got mild flavor, but more than a bouillabaisse would. And so he loves those ones that are really everything combined, stew-like, and I like the ones more often that are like the pheasant, where each flavor is a little bit separate from the other flavor. But as you say, there's a little something for everybody. We've got chicken, beef, and we always have at least one vegan vegetarian entree, and then one non-vegan vegetarian entree. And we have many vegan and vegetarian dishes throughout the menu, and a lot of gluten-free.
Okay. And with us, folks, is Liam Durkee. She is the owner of Cafe Gibraltar. Now, I had gambas al champignon. Did I say that close enough? Okay. And it was between that and cassola, which was, cassola is crab, scallop, seasonal whitefish, and that is, they're both one pot meals, not really one pot, but one dish meals.
Right.
And the flavors, again, you were talking about the flavors. There are so many delicious flavors in the food that you could taste really every single one. And that's what amazed me, is that it looks, I saw a large dish in front of me with the shrimp. Mine was American wild shrimp sauteed with wild mushrooms, garlic, parsley, olive oil, white wine, lemon, and a touch of chili, served atop of potato puree and roasted vegetables. Now, if your mouth isn't watering by now, folks, you never will be. And it was fabulous. It just fabulous. Everything that I tasted some of Kelly's dish as well, just delicious. And again, the flavors that you have at Cafe Gibraltar in your food really sets you apart from any other restaurant that I have been at. Well, I have been here in Half Moon Bay. So now you are, you say you're a little off the beaten path. You are. You're on a frontage road right there. Really easy, though. Capistrano is a very easy street to remember the name. And you just turn towards the hill, and you make the first right and just drive around, and you're right there. So it's not that hard. Yes. It really isn't that hard to find
where it is.
Yeah, it is. But I found it within 2 minutes. So yes. I knew that was very, very easy. Now tell everyone about your hours of operation. And what if I come in with a large party? I'm traveling with a wedding group or something, and the 10 of us want to go to dinner. Do you have accommodations for that?
Absolutely. We can do groups up to 24 people at one table, and then we can do more if we break it up into smaller tables, obviously, and we do buyouts as well. Our hours of operation are Tuesday through Sunday for dinner from 5 p.m. and Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then we're closed on Monday.
Oh, you do take a day off.
We do. Yeah. I have to give them one day.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Now, what about wine?
Wine is my passion. So my husband has this amazing menu. So my passion is to find wines that really go well with his food. I also like the idea of wineries that are like us, smaller, little bit, you know, smaller production, more handcrafted, a lot of attention into the beauty of allowing the wine to be whatever it's going to be. And I really like food wines, obviously, because I don't want to overwhelm his food. So you'll find very few selections that aren't complete food wines and go beautifully with everything. I have 90, I think, wines on the wine list at any given time, and I handpick them all myself. I taste each one.
Well, I have to have, because I am not a wine connoisseur by any means. In fact, I know very, very little about, but you said food wines twice, and explain to those of us who have no idea what a food wine is. What is that?
It is one that actually enhances the flavor of the food. So the food will enhance the wine and make it taste better, and a sip of the wine will make the food taste better. And there's that beautiful symphony that happens when the right wine and the right food are connected to each other.
Fascinating. I just learned something. Oh, wow. I'm going to remember that. So, and now you, local, 16 years you have been in Half Moon Bay, and I am sure that you have quite a connection with the local growers here in the valley.
We do, and we use the organic produce grown locally as much as we can for as long as the season as we can get it from them. Fifth Crow, Green Oaks Farms, Fly Girl, I always want to say that one wrong, and Chinitas Creek Ranch are probably the ones that we utilize the most. And they're beautiful things. These farmers care so much for what they're doing, and they work so hard that we're very proud to feature their produce.
Okay, and you also have, for the smaller folks, that's what you have on here, children 12 and under, you have something for them. So they're not confused by all these names, that they have no idea what the dish is about. You have a really nice menu for kids as well. So you're a very family-friendly restaurant.
Absolutely. When we started, many people remember 16 years ago that my daughter was with me, either on my hip or one of the server's hips, or we even had a little playpen set out, and her stuff was outside because we lived upstairs. So we've always been very family friendly, and all of the locals we know have always brought their kids in. So it's part of our past, present, and future.
Well, and I noticed you had a very nice mix of customers there at Cafe Gibraltar, and I like to see that, because you had the young hip crowd, and you have the families, and you have the folks that are just kicking back and doing not much of anything, and that's a testament to you and your food and what you serve there, and you yourself as the owner, because you're so friendly when you walk in, makes everyone feel comfortable at home at Cafe Gibraltar. So congratulations to you and your success and your delicious food.
Thank you very, very much.
And I didn't get to meet your hubby next time, maybe.
Yes, he was very busy.
He was busy. Yes, I know. I kept peeking over there, but he was too busy, and I didn't want to stop the flow, because I could see everyone had their own area of expertise, and everyone was doing their thing, and I thought, they certainly don't need Francois going, hey! So, all right. Liam Durkee, owner of Cafe Gibraltar, thank you so much. Give everyone your website and phone number one more time.
We are CafeGibraltar.com, and we are 650-560-9039.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, now that I'm starving, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Douglas Brown, Doug, I know it's Doug now, we're like good buds. He is the glass blower in town. He taught me how to actually make a pumpkin. It was really exciting. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California, a fabulous coastal community, only 8 hours away from the Coachella Valley. Add 4 more hours for Arizona and the rest of the area down there, and you're going to be in a beautiful community that you're going to wish that you had been before if you have never been. Okay, stick around. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We will be right back after the news.
NBC News Radio, I'm Stacey Bell. The White House Chief of Staff says President Obama is angered by reports of treatment delays at veterans hospitals across the country. Dennis McDonough telling CBS's Face the Nation.
The president is madder than hell, and I've got the scars to prove it, given briefings that I've given the president.
McDonough said the president is demanding that Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki and others see that waiting list allegations are investigated and handled immediately. The wildfires that caused more than $20 million in damage in the San Diego area in recent days are just the beginning. That's a warning from California Governor Jerry Brown, who told ABC's This Week California is preparing for its worst wildfire season ever.
We have more structures, more activity, more sparks, more combustible activity, and we got to gear up for it.
This is NBC News Radio.
Keep your car running better, longer at CarQuest Auto Parts. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner in the 5 1/4 ounce bottle is just $4.99. Pennzoil Conventional Motor Oil is just $4.29 per quart. Or upgrade to Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $5.79 per quart. Now through May 31st at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts.
Right now, a cooling system tune-up from the Home Depot is only $69. So let's not wait for the hottest day of summer to find out the old AC is DOA. Trust the Home Depot. Our local experts are hand-picked and fully backed. Let's do this. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT for a $69 cooling system tune-up. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices per system. Additional charges may apply. Not available in all areas. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT for details and
In May, real estate takes center stage in Palm Springs Life, California's prestige magazine. Subscribe at palmspringslife.com or by calling 800-775-PALM or pick up a copy at Jensen's, Bristol Farms, or Greetings in downtown Palm Springs. On sale now, the May annual real estate issue includes a guide to communities in the Coachella Valley for those 55-plus, as well as a roundup of the host of celebrities who have called the valley home. We also interview actress, author, and wellness advocate Marielle Hemingway, who is in town to be the keynote speaker at Palm Springs Life's Women in Business Awards, taking place May 21st at the Ritz-Carlton in Rancho Mirage. Finally, don't miss our report on the trends seen on the runway during Fashion Week El Paseo. This year, it was all about bright spots of color, feathers, leather, prints, and more. Palm Springs Life is smart, current, and inspiring. Pick up a copy at newsstands or subscribe by calling 800-775-PALM or visiting palmspringslife.com. Palm Springs Life, California's prestige magazine.
Self-employed and retired homebuyers, remember the days when you could prove you had great credit, strong assets, but a little verified income, and banks would actually talk to you about mortgage loans? Hi, Joe Capitone here, Senior Vice President, Homeowners Financial Group, 9826. I may have some products like that again for you. I have a jumbo loan that only requires 10% down payment, no mortgage insurance, to almost an unlimited loan amount. Another product will use your assets in a formula to determine your income. Now, this will work on a second home as well as your primary residence. The base requirements, great credit, and assets you intend to keep, and a willingness to be creative. Call me, Joe Capitano, 760-332-8066, 760-332-8066, or just go to joeloans.com, joeloans.com. Arizona Banker number 090-6222, MLS number 931718, Equal Housing Lender. Licensed by Department of Business Oversights under California Finance Laws.
At
Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle where friendships are easily formed. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, biking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7272.
Head to the Mike Thompson RV Outlet Sale. Clearance Row is filled with the nation's top-selling brands. New and pre-owned motorhomes and fifth wheels. All at closeout prices. One-of-a-kind specials, discontinued models, red tag final markdowns. Access to over 65 brands without leaving the valley. Mike Thompson RV, where it's affordable to buy an RV. Only 4 short miles off the 10 freeway. Day Palm exit to I-111, turn right. 760-324-3651.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francoise. Now back to the show and your host, Francoise, on Money Radio.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. And I am coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California, and I'm having just a fabulous, fabulous time. I have done so many unique things that I didn't do last time I was in Half Moon Bay, so I'm just really excited about it this time to have been able to do these. So one of them was, and I talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, was glass blowing. Now, really, who thinks that they're going to be able to learn how to make something in 30 minutes? I mean, you think this takes years and years and years of expertise. Well, thanks to Douglas Brown, who is actually the expert at doing this, he makes it for all the tourists such a simple and fun event. I can't speak enough about it. Doug, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you did a great job. Is it? Now, glass is your passion.
Oh, clearly. I've been doing it for so many years now, 30 plus years.
How does someone get into making glass sculptures, objects, things?
I've actually had two careers in glass. There was a time when I was an industrial glass blower back in the days when Silicon Valley actually made chips. I was making diffusion tubes that would cook the wafers in. But as that business moved away from Silicon Valley and off into first out of state to Oregon and Texas, then eventually off to Malaysia, we ended up changing careers, and I did what everybody else did in the 80s, and I got a real estate license. And then from there, picked glass blowing back up about 14 years ago as a hobby first, because I could never get good tea times.
Okay.
Yeah. And so as a result, it was something that I started to do in my backyard at first, and then I started realizing I was good at it. Mm-hmm. And then eventually developed a mobile hot shop that I took to many, many different places throughout Northern California. And about 5 years ago, I started a relationship with La Nebbia Winery, and this is our fifth year now there at La Nebbia. And it's been great. It's completely changed the way I do business.
So now, you have the Half Moon Bay Art Glass. It's what's called Half Moon Bay Art Glass, and it's classes, parties, and demos. Now, what made you think that people would actually want to learn how to make a vase, or I made a pumpkin? I'm really excited. I haven't seen it yet. Doug won't show me. He's going to show me in a minute. But I actually made a pumpkin. And did you just kind of stumble onto this, that people wanted to do this? Or you could actually teach people within 30 minutes to do this? How did that come about?
It was an interesting process. After doing demos for so many years, for 8, 9, 10 years, and having that speech down for that, I realized that I could tell somebody at the same time and let them actually do it. And we started off doing solid pieces first, sculptural hearts, paperweights, solid pumpkins. And then one day I just asked somebody to step up and blow, and they did.
And you actually do, folks. You blow into the pipe, and you put the glass into the
optic mold.
It's called
an optic mold.
Oh, I thought it was a furnace.
Oh, well, there's that too.
Oh, there's that too. Okay. It was hot. Let me tell you, it was hot. And you're just in there in shorts, and you're not even sweating. There's no sweat on Doug at all, which I was amazed. I'm going, why is this guy not frying? But you are used to it. You know exactly where to put your hands on these long, hot rods that go into the furnace and the glass. Really, really fascinating. And you had a class going when I showed up, and I talked to everyone in that class. They were having a tremendous time. They themselves never thought that they could do something like this, and just really amazing. So now you have parties. You have a single person, someone alone can come in, and how does it work? How do you learn how to blow glass at the Half Moon Bay Art Class?
Well, you can certainly schedule any of the classes online at hmbartglass.com, or you can actually type out halfmoonbayartglass.com. Both of them will get you to the same page. And you basically reserve a class. We usually, class sizes are 6 people on the average for each 2-hour block of time. And we, on the weekends, we have a 10 o'clock, a 1 o'clock, and a 3:30 class. You had seen, I think, a 1 to 3 class. Mm-hmm. And we had 6 students in there that had never done it before. All of them came out with beautiful looking pumpkins afterwards. Pumpkins are one of the, what I would say, the easiest things to do for a first timer. And much like the dance of hot glass, you need to learn how to walk around in the studio. And once you do that, then follow up classes for cups and bowls, a variety of other things that we do are all much, much easier once you get the idea and how to move around in the studio.
And Doug, what I liked, and we put on the goggles, we put on the big heavy gloves, so it's very safe, and we blow into the pipe, we turn the pipe. You're actually letting the students do it. They're guiding them, but we're hands-on. We did every process that goes into making something. And you were right there to guide us. I wasn't turning enough. You kept telling me, turn more. And then I was going too fast or a little slow. And you really can't. You can mess up. But you're right. It's fun. I mean, you make it a very fun, fascinating experience. And that's what I loved about it. And I created a pumpkin. So do I get to see my pumpkin?
Yes,
is he going to show me my pumpkin?
There we go.
Oh, my God. All right. I will take a picture of that. Oh, it's pink, folks. It's heavy, too.
Yeah.
It is very heavy. It looks so fragile. But, oh, I'm so excited. I can't believe I didn't get to sign it. We don't get to sign the glass, I guess.
Well, you can certainly do it now.
But you made this such a fun, interesting experience for me. I can't talk enough about it because, again, it is something that people just don't think that they can do here in Half Moon Bay because of you and your business in Half Moon Bay Art Glass. People can do that. Now, how far in advance can they reserve their classes with you?
Certainly 2 months is we can certainly arrange that kind of a time frame. It's hard for me sometimes to go out much beyond that because of my own personal life, but mm-hmm. when I actually take a vacation myself, I'm usually gone for a month or two. So,
nice. Okay.
So we have to shut everything down completely because the furnaces have to run 24/7. And so when we are working, we're working at 4 days, 5 days a week at least. But to answer your question, you can go 2 months, 3 months out in advance in most cases.
Because a lot of people do plan their adventures a couple months in advance, so I want to make sure that they have plenty of time to call you and reserve their spot. You can call 650-283-5626, and this will be posted on Traveling with Francoise. Or again, go to the website, hmbartglass.com. Now, not only do you have the classes, I have this feeling that you also design custom pieces for a lot of the locals here in Half Moon Bay.
That's true. We do a lot of lighting. One of the restaurants that you can see my jellyfish hanging in is Cafe Gibraltar. And that was a great collaboration between Jose Luis and myself in terms of designing it. And there's 3 nice jellyfish that are in there. There's a couple of retail locations as well, or other people actually handle our work if I'm not available. One of them is Half Moon Bay Electric in downtown Main Street. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Ritz-Carlton carries my work as well.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Well, you are very busy. And I was talking with Susie, your assistant over there, and she was telling me that you actually have made glass tabletops for private homes or restaurants.
Yes,
I didn't
yes.
get the whole store. So that's
a very large kiln. It's like cooking pizza. You just put a bunch of pieces together and let them melt down and then finish the work afterwards.
I really find the whole process fascinating. So what is the number one question? Because I'm sure everybody that walks through that door, very seldom do you have anybody that's ever done that before, have ever tried to make a glass pumpkin like my beautiful pumpkin. Barry is gorgeous. I did a good job. Yeah, thanks to you, Chuck. What is the number one question that your clients ask you when they come in?
Almost everyone is curious as to how hot the glass actually is, and that we keep that at just under 2100 degrees for the molten glass in the furnace.
Oh, it was definitely, I could just feel the heat radiating out of there, but it was, you're so fascinated in watching the glass change shapes and move and the colors. I thought that glass, the colors were already in the glass, but there's a process that goes along with making your art sculpture that you incorporate the colors into the piece.
That's correct. The way that works is we buy crushed glass that has the same coefficient of expansion. The glass expands at the same rate as the base glass. So that's a lot of chemistry involved in that, and I don't actually add the colored oxides or the oxides to the glass. It's much easier just to buy that already made up. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we'll layer it like watercolors and build up density from there. The piece that you had four layers of pink and then some very, very large pink crystals on afterwards. The gold stem doesn't look much like anything when it's hot, but when we put it in a oxygen deprived environment, the metal oxides come out to create that wonderful gold luster.
I just thank you so much for inviting me to do this. Really a thrill. Tell everyone where you're located. You're on 92.
That's correct.
How's it easy to find? Tell us.
We are located at La Nebbia Winery. We have a studio in the back of the large metal agricultural building. La Nebbia's been there as a winery for a very, very long time, under different names. I think it's about 10 years right now for itself. But so we're about a mile outside of town, as you east, I should say, right near Limos, as well as Pastorino Farms.
All right. And again, folks, very exciting, fun experience. How old do you have to be to do this? I'm sure you have an age limit there.
Even though we've had children as young as six participate, the reality is it's very difficult for them to stand in front of the fire for extended periods of time.
Okay.
So 12 is where it seems to be about the right age, and the willingness to override the fear factor that might be associated with that.
All right. Well, Doug Brown, it was fascinating. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I almost talked myself out of it because I don't know why. I thought, oh, I'm not really going to make anything, but you proved me completely wrong. Fascinating, fun, and I'm so proud of myself, I can't get over it. It is the Half Moon Bay Art Class, so classes, parties, demos. Doug Brown, he is the man here. He's going to do this for you. Telephone and website one more time.
You can find us at HMB Art Glass, halfmoonbayartglass.com, or you can give us a ring at 650-283-5626. If you just want to go ahead and book classes online, go to the website. There's a link there for you to click your classes, sign in with an email and a password, and the schedule opens right up for you.
All right, great. And I'm going to take a photo of my pumpkin and post that just sitting by itself with a white background so everyone can see online. How's that?
Fantastic.
Doug, thanks again so much. All right, folks, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to wind down my fabulous Half Moon Bay trip right here on Traveling with Francoise. Stick around.
You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classy with an I, transportation.com.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
Experience a new generation of golf cars. Golf cars that will exceed any golfer's expectations. Offering new and remanufactured cars, Advanced Golf Cars in Palm Desert knows what a golf car is all about. From the stylish and comfortable interior to the high-end rims and appealing body style, Advanced Golf Cars has it all. Visit them on Gateway Drive in Palm Desert off Dinosaur or call 760-328-2278.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francoise. Now back to the show and your host, Francoise, on Money Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Oh my gosh, it has been just so much fun here in Half Moon Bay. Doug, I have to say, he didn't want to brag, but I'm going to brag for him. They are rated number one on things to do on TripAdvisor for things to do in Half Moon Bay. And again, if you've never even considered glass blowing, do it. It was quite an experience. I'm sitting here looking at my pink pumpkin, which is large, too. I enough about that. I will post a picture and you'll see that on Facebook. So we can't talk about Half Moon Bay without covering the marina and what happens there and the harbor district and all that goes on, because it is, of course, a coastal community, a beautiful community that has agriculture. It has everything right here in Half Moon Bay. But joining us now is Scott Grindy. He is the harbor master for San Mateo County Harbor District. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hi. Doing well. A little
move
crazy
right
getting
up there
here.
To the mic, please. Step
oh, sure.
on forward. There you go.
Is that better?
I think you were running around. You were harbor mastering today. You just walked in.
So. Oh, I got stuck in a little traffic up north.
Ah, a little traffic. It's hard to believe that there's some traffic out here, but there is some. There's so many things going on. It is the weekend. So tell us about, let's talk about Pillar Point Harbor and Oyster Point Marina. They're the main marinas here in Half Moon Bay. What goes on there?
Well, actually, Oyster Point Marina is in South San Francisco. And as being in South San Francisco, events go on there as well. Just to kind of share a little bit about that, we just had a triathlon this morning at 7 o'clock. About 400 people jumped in the water and did their run, bicycle, and swim. And it went really well. As far as Pillar Point, there's a lot of things that go on here. There's commercial and recreational fishing. They have charter fishing here. We also sell fish right off the boats. So the commercial fishermen actually sell fresh fish right off the boat. And then kind of working from there, we actually have a lot of shops and such over there. There's also the charter boats if you want to go fishing, or if you want to go to the fishing pier, there's a point where you can go fishing off that pier, or you can climb out on the breakwater and be on the actual ocean face to go fishing. And there's really good luck for rock cod and a few things like that for folks. And then also we have over at that location the Maverick Surfing Event. It's an international surfing event. We just had it about 2.5 months ago. Had a great showing, and the Mavericks waves and such can get up to about 60 feet high during the right season.
Wow.
And it's quite a thing to see. And we also have boat ramps for the boaters and parking for the boating community that come up from just about anywhere. It's the only boat ramp between Santa Cruz and the bay.
Well, and I was going to say that is what another thing that sets Half Moon Bay apart and makes it unique is that you do have all the fishing, the boat charters, the boat ramps. A lot of coastal communities don't have all that for one reason or another. So, and fishing is a large part. I know a lot of the local restaurants, they get fresh fish right here from the fishermen that come in, and you have a lot going on. The marina, actually, I notice here, is a city within itself.
It really is. There's a community right around it called Princeton. And what happens in that marina, or harbor in this case, is that, you know, it has everything from fuel dock to the actual moorage for your boats. There's other fun things to do. If you come out and you have a family or something, there's kayak rentals, paddleboard rentals, or just good old walking the beach.
Yeah.
And there's this short of south of the harbor itself is a area called Surfer's Beach. You'll see a lot of people who like to surf there just because it's a real good spot for surfing or introductory surfing. And, you know, that's a big one. We also have kiteboarding seems to be kicking into gear again. And so that's happening on both sides, Oyster Point and Pillar Point. And, you know, the one thing I think, though, that really sets us apart is people buying fish off the boats.
Mm-hmm.
That's by, you know, I came down here 2 years ago, and what I found is that that is a major draw for the public. The other thing that seems to be fairly, in the last 2-3 years, becoming a new interest is bird watching.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a lot more people, 20 to 30 people at a time, coming down as a group, meeting at Pillar Point just to watch the different birds coming in.
Well, and I have to say, last time I was here in Half Moon Bay, which was a couple of years ago, there were a line of cars along the road into one of the meadows that's out along the road, and I couldn't figure out what is everyone looking at. Well, then I noticed they all had their binoculars. They were bird watching.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
It really is, and you know, it's a birder's paradise, for lack of a way to put it, because there's a lot of meadows around here as well as the seabirds that are here. And different times of year, you have different birds that are, you know, flying through. And that just really helps it along for something to do. And there's a lot of artists that come just to paint or do photography in the area, too. And it's just very scenic at the same time. And yet, still, you can go get a cup of chowder or something to do for lunch.
Yeah, and just kick back and do nothing if you don't want to. But when you're talking about the fish coming off the boats, you cannot get fish for your dinner any fresher than right there from the fishermen as they bring it in. That's
very true.
Yeah.
And what we do at the harbor office is we have a big whiteboard. And so if a fisherman is going to be selling fish off his boat, not only does he put a sign out by the dock saying fish for sale, he'll write what dock he's at and slip he's at when he's selling. And when they post it right by the door. So on the average, you know, we get about 1,000 people a day on a Friday or a Saturday or Sunday coming down just to look or to buy fish or something.
Well, and you have all the RV resorts and all the campgrounds along the Half, and even right here at the Half Moon Bay Lodge, they have barbecues right outside. So along the beaches, there are designated areas for the picnics and the barbecues. You can take that fresh fish right over there and have a fabulous barbecue.
Well, and actually, we put in last year, I believe it was 4 barbecues with picnic tables right there on the harbor. So people can actually go buy their fish, you know, pick up some fresh veggies or whatever else they want to put with it and have their barbecue right there with their family. Uh-huh. And it makes it a lot of fun. And a lot of families come in.
Yeah.
You know, they come over the hill and they go shopping in downtown Half Moon Bay and then they head up to the harbor to get lunch or get some fish or whatever before they head back. So it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I love this community, Half Moon Bay. And with us is Scott Grindy. He is the harbor master. And for those people out there who don't really understand what a harbor master does, explain to us, what do you do?
My position is more like a chief operating officer. I have an assistant harbor master at each location who basically runs the day-to-day operations. And so basically I'm keeping oversight on them, keeping track of everything from operations to budgets to making sure things are running smoothly and planning capital projects and keeping the maintenance and operations of that sort together. It's, you know, we're a small district. We're a special district in the state of California in this area, and there's 28 staff, and we stay busy. On the average, our harbor deputy harbor masters on this side of the hill rescue about 110 boaters per year, and that's boats that are sinking to people in the water to whatever, and that's our average. And we just got an award from the Coast Guard just this last year for that. We're kind of the fire station. We're the first responders. Coast Guard flies out after we get there. So we're unless they beat us there because it's that far out, we're usually first on scene.
Well, and the seas are a little bit can be a little rough up here.
Yes, they can. There's a lot of areas.
Yeah. You know,
most recently, we had some people who were in some caves further north of the harbor along the beach, and they got trapped in the caves. And so we have also a rescued watercraft or jet ski type craft. And so the boats go out, the jet skis go out, and they basically are doing their thing to get the people out of those caves. And so they're getting into some hazardous areas just to do that, to save people too.
So in other words, you're not just lounging along, walking the docks out there and saying hi to everybody and eating great chowder and fresh fish all day long.
It's a busy 7 days a week, 24-hour-a-day type operation. And Pillar is very busy because the commercial fishing is 24/7, and it's offloading at night as well as during the day.
Okay, and quickly now, because we're running out of time, it goes so fast. If someone wants to look at the marinas, can they go online? Is there a specific site? I know they can go to visithalfmoonbay.org, but is there another site dedicated to marinas that you...
I think the best one is just to Google San Mateo County Harbor District, and you get the best. And then also there's another site you can go to if you're interested in buying fish, which is called Fishline. And just Google Fishline, and you'll find it for the harbor up here. And that'll tell you what's selling today. The fishermen use that as well, so people coming over the hill know what to buy.
Well, Scott Grundy, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Folks, my time in Half Moon Bay has come to an end. I want to thank everyone for joining me. It has been a fabulous day. Again, go to the website, visithalfmoonbay.org, visit Traveling with Francois. I'll have more information. I'll be back in town tomorrow night. Have a fabulous week. See you next Sunday. And remember, it's never too late to get alive. Have a great one. See you next time.